Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. Today we'll look at Ground Zero in detail. As we will see, Professor John Esposito defending the Muslims for the right to have that Ground Zero mosque, which he does not call a mosque, but an Islamic center. As if there is a huge difference between a mosque and an Islamic center. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito.
But what does Park 51 produce? Park 51 produces, first of all, people saying it's a mosque at Ground Zero, which it was not. It was planned to be an Islamic center, just as the Jewish Center, or the Jewish Y on 92nd Street, which I've spoken at. It's a massive Y. It's been there for decades. Yes, they have a little prayer room, but they also have a swimming pool. They have major lecture series for the community, major projects, programs, etc.
Once again, Professor Esposito is trying to compare a mosque or an Islamic center to a Jewish Y, as if he is comparing oranges to apples. That is like he is saying there is not much difference between what the Jewish people believe and what the Muslims believe. And he himself has spoken in this huge Y, which has a small room for prayer, as Jewish people pray, but it have a big swimming pool, a place for lectures, and many other activities all over the Jewish Y, which he is bragging about in New York. But once again, if we say we're going to build a slaughterhouse, a place where we're going to bring the infidels, the Jews and the Christians, to kill, but we're going to have a big swimming pool in it, will this be okay to have this big slaughterhouse? Having fun in some building and having the destruction of America in the same building does not make the fun supersede the destruction of America. You may think I'm exaggerating here. No, I'm not, because as we're going to hear in our next broadcast, you'll see why Muslims want to build Islamic centers all over America. Not because Professor Esposito said, but because they themselves said so. There is nothing in the Jewish belief, not in the writing of the Old Testament, nor the practices which they have been living in the last 3,500 years. Nothing there is written concerning forcing the people of the earth to become Jew or behead them. And if a Jewish believer left Judaism, the Jewish people must also kill him. And that is a huge difference between what Jewish people believe and what Muslims believe. Islamic center is not like a Buddhist temple. It is not like a Hindu temple. It's not like a synagogue. It is not like a church. This is a different, complete animal. You see, Islam has nothing to do with Judaism and other beliefs, but it is simply a savage cult. And according to the Constitution of the United States of America, it is illegal for Muslims to build a mosque or an Islamic center or whatever name you want to give to it within the borders of the United States of America. Remember in last program, Professor Esposito is using his logic to say it's okay for Muslims to build mosques in America because after all, they have built many mosques in the past. But that is a dumb reason because once again, they built these mosques when they were weak, and that's when they are peaceful. And if we continue to allow them to grow in numbers in America, having more mosques in America, someday the real poisonous snake of Islam will be big enough to destroy America. Not because I said so, but because they themselves said so, as they wrote in their long strategic goal or plan for North America, for our children, and for sure, for our grandchildren. Well, let's go back to Professor Esposito to learn more about his defense.
This Islamic center was to be not at Ground Zero, but it's in Manhattan near Ground Zero. In fact, there's a mosque closer to Ground Zero, a small mosque existed.
What a great defense. Since that mosque, which Muslims would like to build or call it Islamic Center, is not in ground zero where the towers were, then it's okay to build it, not realizing that that place where they want to build this massive Islamic Center was only two blocks away from ground zero. As a matter of fact, some of the wreckage from the two airplanes who hit these two towers were further away than that location where Muslims want to build the Islamic Center. So it doesn't matter. That was one of the dumbest excuses which the protesters used to stop the Muslims from building that mosque. I was supposed to speak at this rally, but because of political correctness, Robert Spencer and Pamela Giller did not use me to give a speech. You know why? Because I wrote my speech as they requested. First, they said my speech was so long. It was 15-minute speech. And for you who have heard me doing my seminars, normally my seminar is 2 to 3 hours. They asked me to make it shorter, say 5 minutes. And I did that. And I sent it to them to approve. Well, guess what? They chose not to have me at all. After all, they got 10 useful idiots to repeat almost the same words. And one of the repeated excuses about why Muslims should not build that mosque near ground zero was because it was near ground zero. Or because maybe those who want to build it will be using some money coming from jihadi organizations. Or maybe because there is not enough room for parking. Or maybe on and on and on with dumb excuses. And obviously, none of these excuses convinced the people of New York to stop the building of the mosque. You know why? Because they look for some ridiculous excuses, not the real reasons concerning the truth about Islam. Like, what do Muslims believe? Or how will the Muslims be using that building in the near future to launch more attacks? Or even more important than that, why in the world did the Muslims choose the name Cordova for that Islamic center? Have anybody ever thought that that is a very unusual name for a mosque? We have hundreds of thousands of mosques all over Egypt, and not one of them has the name Cordova. And so on, you can go to the rest of the 57 Muslim countries, and trust me, there is no Cordova mosque there. Why Muslim chose Cordova to be the name for that Islamic center? It's very simple, because when we study history, the history of the past, which will help us to protect ourselves in the near future, you will discover that there was a battle in Cordova, Spain, and the Muslims won that battle. As a matter of fact, they were able to control in the 8th century the entire country of Spain for 800 years. Another piece of information most people in Europe and here in America do not know. If Muslims were able to control Spain for 800 years after this great victory in Cordova, and then the Spanish people were able to get rid of the Muslims and clean their country, we here in America can do the same things. We do not have to wait until Muslims control our life and then we go in war and we kick them out of our country. No, we can stop it here and now if we have the right education for why Muslims should not practice Islam in America or why Muslims should not build an Islamic center or a mosque, or a jama, or whatever name they give to it, anywhere here in America. So yes, indeed, my friends, the name Cordova was simply for Muslims to celebrate September 11. That's why we call it Victory Mosque, after the death of 3,000 Americans. The real reasons why Muslims should not build a mosque in America is actually written by their own hands, as we'll see in our next broadcast. It is actually written throughout the pages of the Quran. It is actually written throughout the history of Islam, as Muhammad himself, the first one who built the first mosque, told us in the Sunnah of Islam, in the teaching of Muhammad, why Muslims pray over the land which they are about to invade, as we learn that from the teaching of Allah's word in Quran chapter 33 verses 26 and 27. That is concerning the Jewish people of Quraiza. That is when Muhammad and his companions slaughtered 700 to 900 Jewish men. And after that, Muhammad and his companions were able to inherit their homes and their lands and their money. And that's how Muhammad, the noblest example, set the rules for how the Muslims invade and take over any land. You go there and you pray and it's a mosque. Now it is Islamic land. And then you start slaughtering the people when you have power over them. And believe it or not, that's exactly what's coming to America, as it is written in the Muslims' own handwritings here in America.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let us listen a little bit more to the defense of Professor Esposito concerning the building of Ground Zero Mosque.
It was approved by everybody. But then suddenly, not just some whose families were lost and just felt, okay, it's not at Ground Zero, but, you know, I still don't feel comfortable with it. And remember, Muslims died in the towers. I did a talk at a ceremony in which both the husband and wife, who were Muslims, died in the towers. But there are legitimate reasons, in the sense you can understand why somebody can feel really uncomfortable. But it was outsiders that came in, people like Pamela Geller and others, who I would call Islamophobes, that is, people who have a problem with Islam and with most Muslims, okay? They came along and led major demonstrations and referred to this Islamic center as the mega mosque at Ground Zero, okay?
So what is the legitimate reason Professor Esposito is giving for why we should not have that Islamic center or mosque built? Oh, if somebody in your family died in the September 11 attack, then you have a legitimate reason. Excuse me. Should we all wait until all of us lose some member of our family by the hand of the Muslims to stop the Muslims from building an Islamic center in America? His problem is not that somebody is objecting the building of that Islamic center, but who are the people who are objecting the building of that Islamic center? Since the people who protest that building are from faraway land, still in the borders of the United States of America, that means they have no right to do so. Well, if you really believe, Professor Esposito, that that Islamic center is no different than some Jewish Y or a church or a Buddha temple, why do you give that excuse as a legitimate reason? It will make no difference to me if every person who protests that building have somebody died on September 11 or have no connection whatsoever with those who died on September 11. If it is a place of fun, swimming pool, a library, lecture, the Muslims must have the right to do it, even if they are going to use it just as a pure mosque for worshiping Allah. If their worship is a true worship built on love and peace. But you see, here is the excuse. Professor Esposito believed that Muslims have the right to build the Islamic Center, since those who protest the building of the center were from faraway land. And also, they did not have family members who died in these two towers. And he called them Islamophobes. Why don't you challenge me for a debate to prove to you that Islamophobes is just something in your empty head and there is no reality of it? Because the fear of Islam, as we're going to see in our study here, is reality. They behead people as Allah orders them to do so. They rape women and young girls as Muhammad himself did. For Islam is a savage cult, as it is written throughout their books. How in the world can you read all the hateful teaching of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith? How in the world do you ignore the history of 1400 years of killing and raping, and you tell me that when I talk about it, it's just Islamophobia? To that, my friends, it is not because some Muslims died on September 11. That does not make it right for Muslims to build an Islamic center anywhere in America. Muslims always die. Muslims always brag about themselves to be in a battlefield to die for Allah and for Muhammad and for Islam. You are ignoring the problems and you're looking at some of the symptoms. You know what, Professor Esposito? Not only do I feel sorry for the victims of September 11, I actually feel very sorry for the 19 hijackers. Those are the ones who were hijacked by Allah and Muhammad, the true first victims of Islam. We don't hate Muslims. We do not have any problem with the Muslims of planet Earth, not even the Saudi Muslims who give you the millions of dollars to teach your propaganda Islam in America. The problem I have is with Islam. The problem I have is with Allah and Muhammad. The problem I have is with the leaders of the Muslims who are brainwashing the Muslim people, including the 19 hijackers who killed the 3,000 Americans, sir. And the biggest problem I have is ignorant people like yourself who have these doctorate degrees, who speak with authority as if they know Islam, but in reality they know nothing about Islam. Useful idiots like you are the reason why America will be destroyed from within. Well, let us listen to one more segment of Professor Esposito, who said,
what did that issue, and I'm not going to get into that whole debate, what it issued in right after it was a tsunami of anti-mosque activities across the United States. Mosques being victims of hate crimes, vandalism. A mosque in Tennessee that existed for decades, suddenly people in the community, certain people in the community were saying, well, we ought to infiltrate them to see whether or not they have weapons. So this goes from New York to California.
Professor Esposito's problem is not just about that one mosque in Ground Zero, but the reaction of the American people all over this country. And how they are now literally vandalizing mosques all over America, or trying to hinder Muslims from building mosques all over America. If the American people know 10% of what I know about Islam, or why Muslims build mosques all over America, and how these mosques would be used in the near future in America to destroy America, trust me, you will never have one mosque in America. What hate crimes are you talking about? Like, somebody says, in your own words, that we need to infiltrate some of these mosques to make sure that they do not have weapons? Is this a crime, sir? Wow. Professor Esposito calls throwing a rock on a mosque a hate crime. For someone to break a window in a mosque, or somebody who put some firecrackers in the entry of some mosque, or even put a small bomb in an office near a mosque, vandalism. Why I never heard Professor Esposito ever talk about the burning of churches all over the Muslim world? By the way, I am not talking about burning an empty church building, but burning a church while believers are sitting inside them, burning alive. Why I never heard anybody in America talk about that? Not even the church in America talk about that, for heaven's sake. Why we never heard about destroying churches all over the Muslim world every day when Muslims have the upper hand, as we will be seeing that more and more under the weak leadership of the White House? Why I never heard anybody in this country complain about Christian men beheaded in Egypt after the raping of their wives and daughters by these Muslim believers? John Esposito is so concerned about some rocks thrown in a mosque, or some people say we need to check the Muslims out through surveillance. Wow, what a sensitive man. In my new book, Jihad, Unholy War, I wrote, if what happened in America, that is September 11, ever took place in any Muslim country of your choice, there will be no question about the reaction of the Muslims, not only in that Muslim country where the attack took place, but in the rest of the 56 Muslim countries as well. Let me say it this way. If 19 Christian men, say in Sudan or in Egypt or any Muslim country, attacked and killed 3,000 Muslims, the reaction or the retaliation of the Muslims would be beyond your imagination. Just think about it. When someone drew a picture of Muhammad, the whole Muslim world was outraged. And when somebody called a teddy bear Muhammad, there was chaos in the Muslim world. Can you imagine if some Christians kill 3,000 Muslims? Muslims will retaliate beyond your imagination. They will take the last church to the ground. They will kill the last Christian men, and they will take over the last female living in the Muslim world. Not only the Muslim retaliation will be in the Muslim world, but this retaliation will grow even all over the West. This is exactly what Muslims would have done if 19 Christian men did what the Muslim 19 hijackers did here in America. In our next broadcast, I'll be sharing with you the danger of having an Islamic center or a mosque within the borders of the United States of America. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.